Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Front? Are we side?
I am.
Are you, your front?
You be fronting, man?
I'm fronting the show.
Well, you are the front?
As in the first chair, so yes, I guess.
He's the only front.
Say reluctantly because I'm not sure what I'm pigeonholing myself into.
It's a front for laundering money.
That it is not.
Oh. Anymore. Sorry.
No, nor was it ever.
So you're never right back. Are you left forward?
Or are you wrong arm?
Yeah.
Wrong and then
wrong
another
chest?
Body part. Wrong chest, right?
Yeah,
back chest, right? Yeah. Wrong torso or something, right? Let's pick another body part, right? Instead of back, pick another body part. Wrong shoulder, right? Yeah.
Wrong-headed.
Anyway, in case you're wondering what you're listening to, the show is called...
Free Talk Live!
What's the telephone number?
603-283-6160.
Good memory.
No. No, it is not.
I know, I was pointing to the yellow post.
Don't change our color.
The yellow post, you know, that's stuck to the monitor here so he can see.
He is privileged.
I am. I have a privileged position in this studio.
You do.
We'll figure out in a bit which one of us drinks more Coke or Pepsi. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Liz calling. Liz, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
All right. You're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about what's happening with the World Health Organization this mm-hmm. week. Starting tomorrow, they're having their fourth meeting of their group. And in that meeting, they're going to put forth they basically made a zero draft of their policies that they want to enforce for their members, people who want to opt in to their services or whatever they are.
You mean the countries that have opted in?
Yeah, the members.
Yeah, member countries. Not people, mind you, politicians.
It could easily just be guidelines, too. Right. We follow whose guidelines?
Yeah. No, I've been following this story. It is bone chilling.
Okay. Go ahead, Liz. What are they trying to do with opting in?
Well, it's a non-elected group that seems to be fronting as an organization that pretends to be in the best interest of the citizens of the countries they're helping. And, they have these new policies that when a pandemic, if a pandemic hits these countries that are members, that they will come in with these solutions. And there are some, you know, that people can say, oh, whatever. But then there are, you know, three specifics that are a little unnerving to myself and should be unnerving to everyone.
All right, what are those
and
three?
And the fact that they're a totally non-elected organization that we the people have no even say over whether we want to opt in.
Oh, yeah, this thing really totally sick. Circumvents the leadership entirely. But you got us on the edge of our seat about which three.
Right. Well, so there are three that are kind of like left in the open. And one of them is item G, which is, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. This is one health surveillance, then H, one health surveillance, which is kind of like it's all the other propositions, I suppose. They're, they have meanings, and this one says means dot, dot, dot. And then there is infodemic, which means dot, dot, dot. And then there is inner pandemic, which means dot, dot, dot to them, which was their original, I guess, drafting of this. Mm. But since that came out, the original, they've made some changes. And if you were to Google the word infodemic, it's a made-up word by the World Health Organization, which is defined as too much information, including false or misleading information in digital and physical environments during disease outbreak. So they're talking about limiting our access to information. And how is that, like, how is that okay? Like, why are we not allowed to have information that could, you know, either sway us one way or the other?
Well,
or
that information might cause us to not do exactly what they tell us to do.
Bingo!
Exactly.
Well, and because you have silly people spreading false information.
Right. But who are they except the World Health Organization?
Who are they?
Yes, yeah. They are.
LRN.FM. Sorry, got to let you go, Liz.
So you've been following this people, so maybe you can sum it up a little more concisely.
I wanted to keep her on. Sadly, she did cuss, and so we have a rule here where we got to let
her
go.
WTF, though, I am with you on that.
Yeah, totally, like, with you, Liz.
WTF with the WHO.
Yeah, this whole, like, normally I'm a fan of portmanteau. I don't like this one, infodemic.
Right.
Right, because what this does is it positions the WHO as, quote, the authority, unquote, of all information during a pandemic. Okay. So all governments need to do is go, there's a pandemic, and then go, you may only listen to us. We are the official arbiter of information, and we will give you the information that is correct, and nobody else will give it to you, and you will not think any other information is correct except for the information we give you.
So
F that.
So I asked Peekless, because based on her description, I am not sufficiently scared.
So. Oh, yeah. No, this is one of those, like, banality of evil kind of things where, like, oh, no, it's not. Don't worry about it. It's nothing to be concerned about. And you actually start looking into it, and it's like, oh, my dear Lord, this is, number one, this is some straight-up world government nonsense.
Yeah.
So, okay, like, this is a single organization that is supposed to reign over the health of the entire planet.
Let's just, so, she suggested we put this into a search engine. The first result that comes up, it's not even a collapsed one, it's just the first thing. Okay. Infodemic. An infodemic is a rapid and far-reaching spread of both accurate and inaccurate information about something, such as a disease. The word is a portmanteau of information and epidemic. As facts, rumors, and fears mix and disperse, it becomes difficult to learn essential information about an issue. In 2020, alongside the COVID-19 pandemic, an infodemic of disinformation raises concerns for information quality in an online environment. This effect was demonstrated in a study of news stories shared on Twitter. In the study, news stories rated as incorrect by fact-checking organizations spread to far more people than actual factual articles did. So,
which is nonsense.
Now,
like, seriously,
first of all, the
government line spread to plenty of people.
True or false, information is just information.
True.
Yeah.
Right. That wasn't a question, but I'm just saying, information,
phrased in the form of a true or false.
I wasn't asking a question. I was saying that information could be true or false. It's still information.
Oh.
Right? Somebody could be telling me something that's a lie, and it's still information.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody could be telling me something that's completely truthful, and it's information. Now,
mm-hmm,
I have been given this thing called a brain, and I am able to hear things that are either true or not true and decide for myself.
Yes.
Whether or not I believe them.
And there are people walking the planet that still think Donald Trump is president.
Well, the whole concept is nonsensical, but the vast majority of people believe that presidents are a thing, so.
All this is.
But here's the, and the thing is, like, what they're referring to is, okay, yeah, the pandemic where we found out all of the people that you silenced were the ones who were right about everything the entire time.
And continue to be proven so.
Yeah. Oh, but we can't let all of this false information get out there.
What do you mean natural immunity is far better than getting an experimental gene therapy injection?
What do you mean our experimental injection might have side effects?
I hear you. And again, I will accept WHO guidelines, right, if I'm not compulsed to act on those guidelines.
Well, that's not how the World Health Organization operates.
Well, I did not get the jab, right? I did not mask up. I did not follow anything that they required, suggested, mandated they do. Right, I ignored all of it.
Well, and that's what they're changing now. So what they are pushing through now is the compulsory side of this. So that all of the countries that have signed on to the World Health Organization, once this goes through, it will circumvent all of these little independent governments and whatever they might think the right thing to do is. No, okay. No, no. The World Health Organization is superior to your government.
Well, even if they're superior to my government, that's fine. Right? Are they superior to me as an individual, making my individual choices? In a community of people, as we've been already discussing on this show, are prone to resist those type of things. Like, do I really care? Yeah.
There aren't enough people prone to resist anything, in my opinion.
That's
people,
fact.
People are just such lay-down, rollover, compliant, docile.
I mean, that's kind of the point I made earlier in the show, but we're supposed to be in a community of people who don't do those sort of things.
I'll say this much.
I feel insulated a little bit.
We have the best chance here in New Hampshire for sure.
Okay.
That being said, man, it's nowhere near good enough.
Okay.
And
so the WHO says, okay. Infodemic, you must all line up and inhale this whatever it is for the next pandemic or whatever.
So I kind of forgot her third point, but and this was the
infodemic
second
infodemic was the third one.
There no,
was
infodemic was the second one.
Okay.
The first one, though, Health One, and it's another one of their, like, oh, well, this is our special phrase. Now, what Health One means is that whenever there's a pandemic, what they have to control about that situation is everything. They have to control the effects of the animals and the environment and the commerce and all of these things, because every one of those things has an impact on health. Therefore, what we are reigning over when there's a pandemic is everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what the Health One part of this means.
Okay. I can see it from their perspective, and I, again, would advise resistance.
Yeah.
Right.
Was it One Health, not Health One?
Might have been One Health.
Okay. I was just trying to look for the third thing.
That was, again, during the last pandemic, right, that was, I've said it, we've said it a number of times on this show, I believe, the whole shutdown was folly because they missed the entire supply side of production.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they went, here, have all this money so you can survive through the shutdown, but there was nothing being produced
because right.
They shut everything down.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you shut down something you think is not essential, and turns out, oh, well, you shut down the people who were making the plastic wrap that we need to wrap up the meat that we need in order to not die.
Right, and during the pandemic, they were stopping the production. Right, they're like, oh, you gotta destroy all this meat and milk because this is for commercial purposes, and you can't just sell it directly to consumers who need it.
Yeah.
If only there were a way for more men to obtain a higher testicular fortitude, if you will.
That's why he's in the first chair.
I do kind of want to make one last thing before we go back into the story, though. I do want to point out what this is actually part of is the whole plan for the bioterrorism control structure. So like with the spill that they just did in Ohio, that's the test run of their digital tracking. They put a digital ID on all of these people, you know, so they can check on them later.
Sure.
Make sure that they're healthy later on.
So, with regards to obtaining more testicular fortitude, apparently...
Drink more soda.
The consumption of specifically Coca-Cola and Pepsi results in higher testosterone levels and larger testicles, at least as suggested by a study in rodents.
I'm always thrilled when a restaurant has Pepsi products. I'm a Pepsi guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Over Coke.
I prefer Coca-Cola products because they have more carbonation.
Okay.
The Pepsi products are less carbonated and therefore belch less good.
All right. I mean, prefer, if that's what you're going for.
I prefer my soft drinks that give good belch.
Okay.
And the more carbonation, the better. Like, this stems from me and one of my brothers growing up. We used to have belching contests.
Okay.
And so, like, at first it was just we had a 12-pack of Mountain Dew, and each one of us would just chug a can of Mountain Dew and go, bleh, and belch as loud and as long as we possibly could.
ABCs
and whoever had the loudest and longest belch would sort of win this contest, right?
You win a second can of Mountain Dew.
And that's exactly what we would do. And then eat Doritos and play video games, right?
Yes.
So it occurred to me that I already knew that Coca-Cola had a higher carbonation factor than Mountain Dew. And so the next time we decided to play this belching contest thing, instead of Mountain Dew, I reached for a can of Coca-Cola. And I won. And continued to
harder
win.
To chug, though. Harder to chug.
Definitely. Yep. But also longer belching.
Okay.
Right? Loudness is something that you can't really... That's talent, right? But the duration of the belch is directly proportionate, in my experience, to the amount of carbonation in the beverage. So a beverage with less carbonation will give you a shorter belch. A beverage with more carbonation will give you a longer belch.
I've never believed her, but my mom claims that she's unable to burp. But I have also...
Is she a horse?
No. But I've also never heard her burp.
Was she extremely flatulent?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Because it's got to come out somewhere.
I understand that.
That's the theory.
Right. But I don't believe her when she says it, but I've never, like, caught her in a burp in my entire life.
There's only a few openings in the human body for air to escape from.
Hey.
Does she chew a cud?
He's calling his mom a cow.
I'm asking him.
It's a pertinent question.
If she's some kind of ungulate, because if she has some kind of four-chambered stomach, that would explain it.
Okay.
In fact, that kills plenty of livestock. Is that they have some kind of gas buildup and they can't burp, and it just keels them right over.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, she's still alive.
So. All right, let's get into this story a little bit. The country's most popular sodas might refresh the parts other drinks can't reach by giving men bigger testicles and making them more masculine, a study suggests. Research on mice showed adult males who drank Coca-Cola or Pepsi had higher testosterone levels and larger genitals than their peers. The unusual finding appears to contradict previous studies that have shown sugary drinks and processed foods make men less fertile. Or fertile.
Okay.
You don't want to pronounce it the way I do. But there is some evidence that high caffeine intake can ramp up testosterone production in the body, which leads to greater sperm production and larger testes.
So take caffeine pills and eliminate the sugar, and you get the best of both worlds.
Experts are not suggesting that men should rush out and drink lots of Coca-Cola or Pepsi. Oh. They're not suggesting that, but that's probably what everybody listening to this particular rendition of the article are going to do.
So they just say that it is the caffeine that's causing it, or?
Well, they said that it's sort of in parallel. There's some evidence that high caffeine intake can ramp up testosterone production in the body. But I think that's separate from this particular study.
But it sounds to me like black coffee is going to make you manly.
The contradictory point was that high sugar intake lowered it, right? So if you lower the sugar and increase the caffeine, as you said, Peakless, the black coffee.
I mean, the manliest cowboys I ever knew always took their coffee black.
Previous studies have linked sugary sodas to a host of health problems, including obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and tooth decay. Experts from the Northwest Minzu University in China set out to show that sugary sodas were bad for male fertility. They cited previous research which showed that carbonated drinks had negative effects on female ovaries. One group of 30 male mice was kept in a cage, and their water bottle was filled with 50% Pepsi mixed with tap water. Gross. Who would enjoy that?
Apparently the mice.
I guess. Another 30 mice were kept in a different cage and given pure Pepsi. The same was done for two groups of mice, but with Coca-Cola. A fifth group was used as a control and given pure water. All mice could drink as much as they pleased for 15 days. The mass.
That's a quick turnaround.
The 15 days, as much as you can drink.
You've got a date coming up in 2 weeks.
Remind me when I get home to throw some money at Coke and Pepsi. I feel an investment coming out here. The mass of the mice.
Remember, sugar-free, not caffeine-free.
The mass of the mice's testicles was measured on days 0, 5, 7, 10, 13, and 15. On day 15, the mass of the mice's testicles was significantly higher in the groups that drank Coca-Cola and 100% Pepsi compared to the 50% Pepsi and the control groups. So even diluting the Pepsi a bit doesn't yield the results. It's got to be pure.
Pure.
Got to have the good stuff.
Absolutely.
No cutting.
I want to see the results of Coke versus Pepsi now. Imagine the marketing campaign on that,
right?
Too bad the Super Bowl's already passed.
What would happen if they actually put Coke back in Coca-Cola?
People drink more of it.
Well, you think?
the CIA would run Coca-Cola within a week. That's what I think would happen.
Yeah, that's true.
It would give 5-hour energy a run for its money. I don't even need a monster anymore. I've got cocaine.
The real
and
monster.
You're the beverage. Monster, yeah.
That's what that'd be their advertising. Like, the real monster beverage.
There was an energy drink guy who came out and like called his energy drink cocaine. And then so they, you know, they had him take a sip. He's like, okay, so you know, how was that sip? He's like, well, it burns my throat. Like, okay, so you know, whatever. Just a weird reaction to his own energy drink.
The outcomes demonstrated a high dose of Pepsi Cola or Coca Cola could promote testes growth and development, the study said. Testosterone levels were also recorded, and concentrations were found to be enhanced at the end of the study. On days 10 and 15, the group which drank pure Pepsi had significantly higher concentrations of testosterone than the control group.
So it's not the tumor.
It's not the tumor. After 15 days, the control group's testosterone concentration was around 23 nanomoles per liter, whereas the groups who drank pure Coca-Cola and Pepsi had concentrations that were roughly 30 nanomoles per liter.
I mean, that's why teenage males are so aggressive. Like, it's natural, and then they enhance it with, well, it's already natural,
right?
Then it's enhanced with Coca-Cola and soft drinks and all that other stuff.
Yeah. The mice who were allocated the pure Coca-Cola also had higher levels of the male hormone than the control group. The results suggested that large doses of Pepsi and Coca-Cola could improve testosterone production in male mice. However, the mice used in the study are non-copulating, meaning they do not mate. The long-term effects of carbonated drinks on testicle mass and testosterone production are also unclear.
So, high caffeine and no nut November.
Gotcha. Cola nuts, apparently. Cola nuts. No pun intended.
Found in Brazil.
603-283-6160. Still to come.
Yes.
What will we talk about? How about cops playing video games and getting paid for it? It's Free Talk Live.
Lucky suckers.
Really.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Department of Energy has concluded with low confidence that the COVID-19 pandemic likely came from a laboratory leak in China. That's according to multiple reports, which cite a classified intelligence briefing that was delivered to key lawmakers last month. President Biden appears to be a step closer to a re-election bid. He told ABC News that he has other things to finish before starting a full-blown presidential campaign. Today marks 30 years since the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Six people were killed after terrorists set off a homemade bomb in a parking garage under the Twin Towers. More than 1,000 people were injured due to the large explosion and debris. Crews in Boston are busy preparing as a major winter storm has its sights on New England. It's the same powerful system that dumped heavy rain and snow across Southern California. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Segments of this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. We've got some callers on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Bigless Mountaineer,
and Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live listeners, we're asking you for a favor. As you perhaps already know, Ian Freeman, the show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes. That's right, no victims at all. He's facing up to 20 years in prison for this. Now, we can argue all day as to whether or not the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Judge Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he has helped the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Also, saying things about yourself that give your opinion some weight within the government will help as well. If you held office, if you had a stellar military career, or you volunteered, something, you know, like that would be worthy of mention in your letter. As you know, Ian is a selfless dude that has always tried to do what he thinks is right. It would be a tragedy if he has to spend any time at all in prison because of these supposed crimes that had no victim whatsoever. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time. We need these letters very quickly, so please don't put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get to write all of that down, that's okay. You can find all the info at letters.freetalklive.com. Again, letters.freetalklive.com. Thank you in advance for your letter. All right. I want to talk about these cops getting paid to play video games because it seems like that shouldn't be a thing. But we'll come back to that first. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I have to bring up that I was watching the news, and the Albuquerque News had a drunk lady high on drugs. She ran a red light and killed the woman going to work, and so a family lost a mother. So, you know, all she's going to get is like 10 years in prison. That's what they're going to sentence her. So,
I mean, you say that's all she's going to get. It doesn't make anybody whole, but 10 years in prison is no slouch of a term either.
Yeah, that's right. Significant... But don't they always kind of get let off a little bit earlier, you know, than that? If they do good time or something, I don't know if they could hold you up longer or something.
I mean, things like that do happen, but they also go the other way, too, where somebody gets imprisoned and they don't behave well and they end up spending more time than their sentence.
Oh, yeah, that does happen, too. Well, it was kind of amazing that after 5 hours, her blood, their alcohol level was twice the legal limit. So if they were to test their blood right away, it could have been like four times.
The media likes to say things like the blood alcohol content was twice the legal limit. They don't tell you like how tall or fat the person was, how much they weighed. These things are a factor. I know people that are very large people that can very easily be twice the legal limit and not be drunk at all.
Yeah, so that's like a typical happening. So, you know, this is like our hurricane. But back to the end.
You're comparing that to a hurricane?
Well, I mean, this is our natural disaster. Drunk drivers getting killed while you're walking and crossing the street.
That's
killed
not
by
a natural disaster.
Well, I mean, it's New Mexico's form of all the people, that way that people, everybody gets killed here.
So drunk driving is illegal in New Mexico, right, Sarah?
Well, it is illegal.
Okay, so then having a law making drunk driving illegal has failed to stop drunk drivers, correct?
That's correct. I mean, look
okay,
at this.
All right.
I mean,
so
it has happened, so kill somebody.
If passing a law saying that drunk driving is illegal does not stop drunk drivers, how do you stop them?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping that we got the self-driving cars coming.
I want to go the other way.
Okay.
Drunk driving should be mandatory.
Yeah, right.
In every case where a drunk driver runs into a sober driver, who survives and who dies?
The drunk driver survives and the sober driver dies.
So if you want to survive a car wreck, right, you should be drunk, which means to take your chances on the road, the best thing you can do.
So you're saying it should be illegal to drive sober?
It's safer that way. I mean, sure, you'll get into more wrecks, but you'll survive them all instead of fatalities.
So now in your world where this is law, is there like a range of drunk or is it like a minimum? Like anywhere you can be as tossed as you like, that's fine, as long as you're not sober. Or is it one of those like, no.
Yeah,
you have
to
be able to get the ignition in the hole yourself.
No,
if you can't get the car moving, you're not going to be
assistance.
On the road.
What are the devices they put in?
The breathalyzer,
yeah. So like right now, if you get too many DUIs, the government will force you to install one of these devices.
You got to blow a 0.16. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Right.
Twice the legal limit.
So you reverse that. So like you can't drive your car
right.
Unless you blow a 1.6.
And like I said, there will be more car accidents, but there will be also more survivors. There will be less car fatalities Just more accidents.
Sarah, what do you think?
I think there'd probably be a lot more pedestrians hit that way.
I don't care about pedestrians. I'm talking about drunks and sober drivers.
If these guys will shut up and let you talk, Sarah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what? Why do they want to put him in jail for? So there's a good reason behind it. Isn't he all cahoots with this cryptocurrency and bitcoins and the other guys, that major guy? He got jacked up for operating without a license number. Each agent, you have to have a license number to track how professional you are.
Are you talking about Ian now?
Yeah, I'm talking about Ian. You know
okay,
what?
All right. So here's the thing, Sarah. Here's the thing that no one mentions, and that is cryptocurrency and Ian Freeman were doing things together long before the law had even thought about cryptocurrency. It was a new invention, and still, to this day, no laws have actually been written for this new invention. Right? What they're doing is they're trying to shoehorn him into laws that existed for other inventions. Right? Yeah. Your regular state-based, your government-based dollar. Right?
Money transmittal.
Right. Now, cryptocurrency is a brand new invention, and Ian Freeman had been dealing with cryptocurrency as his mission, right, in life, because he believes that cryptocurrency is a far better option. It is better money, right? And so he took it as his mission to spread the word, if you will, of cryptocurrency to as many people as possible.
For over a decade prior to the arrest.
Right. So where no laws were even contemplated about this particular invention, then all of a sudden, one day, they're like, oh, you're breaking the law. You didn't do this thing that you're supposed to do. Well, nobody ever told him that he had to do those things.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Captain. Well, we all know this.
Actually, he asked them repeatedly.
Yeah.
Like, consulted a lawyer, consulted the relevant authorities. He looks like everything's fine.
Went to multiple lawyers, got legal opinions of what he was doing, and they're like, no, have fun. Go for it.
And to your point about needing a license, Sarah, New Hampshire is pretty good on occupational licensing.
Well, hasn't a lot of people lost their money? Isn't that the problem with this Bitcoin?
A lot of people lose their money in the stock market every day. Is that a problem with the U.S. dollar?
Yes. I mean, not
I'm
because
asking
of the
Sarah.
Market, but...
What Sarah? What you're doing, Sarah? What you're doing?
Sarah,
what you're doing is the exact thing. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute if you're not going to listen. Sarah, what you're doing is the exact thing that the media wants you to do, and that's conflate somebody like Sam Bankman-Fried with somebody like Ian Freeman. They're two different people, two completely different set of circumstances, but because they're in the news, you're conflating one with the other, and that's a shameful thing for you to do. I'm going to bring you back on now.
And again, I'll reiterate what I just said for you to hear, Sarah. New Hampshire is pretty good on occupational licensing laws.
Yep.
There's a bunch of things you can just do here that you don't need to go get a state license to do, including, like, carpentry and contracting.
Oh, God. I would not use those people.
Who else are you going to use?
That's your choice, right? You would have that choice, and you still have that choice.
Well,
I would prefer to use the licensed people if they're going to do a major project.
That's fine.
So, okay. If somebody screws up and steals your money and then say, I'm going to invest it and put it into their personal account and lie to you, how is somebody supposed to track that you stole and rip off their money? They do that kind of stuff.
They do.
So don't use those people.
But that's not even what Ian did.
Even licensed people will do that to you. So don't think for a minute that just because they paid the government some money for this piece of paper, they're not going to rip you off. They do all the time.
And just
that's
so you're aware,
I hear about that.
Just so you're aware where we stand, fraud is a violation of the non-aggression principle. Like, that is completely unacceptable behavior. No, it's just another kind of theft.
get this, Sarah.
And, oh, yeah, they're getting charged for a reason. There has to be a reason this not.
Yeah, the reason is because they do this particular talk show, and the government doesn't like people who talk bad about them and tell them how bad government is for them and all the bad things that government does to them. They don't like that at all. And so they target the loudest particular person that they could find, and that was Ian Freeman.
Night in and night out for 20 years.
Yeah, just like
I had my say-so. Well, I mean, I let him know how I feel. But you know what? He bashes the speeding cameras and red light cameras forever, and this is kind of like...
Yeah, they're horrible.
He gets back. You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry. Goodbye.
Stop this nonsense. Bye-bye. Because we don't like red light cameras, we deserve to go to prison.
He deserves 20 years in prison because he bashes red light cameras.
Well, and
that's horrible logic, Sarah.
Well,
that's horrible.
She's very consistent. No, she is an absolute zealot for the state. And since you are questioning her faith, you deserve to be punished by her God. It's really that simple. Like, her faith is in the power of the state. The power of the state is almighty. It is stopping these people from being hit by cars. I mean, there's no evidence, but that's why we call it faith. And you are making people question their faith in the state, and that is why the priesthood of the state really should beat you up and put you in prison.
What she's saying about Ian is like me saying that because Sarah does get money from the government for whatever her disability is, that because she also participates in a multi-level marketing scheme, that she should go to prison for 20 years.
I figure.
Well, I don't believe that at all, but that's what it's like me saying.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense. One doesn't have anything to do with the other. Ian bashing red light cameras does not mean he should go to prison for 20 years for cryptocurrency.
He should go to prison for bashing red light cameras.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have anything directly to do with each other.
It'd be like me hitting myself in the foot with a shovel for your mortgage.
Well, so no, that's the thing. She perfectly accepts the injustice that the state does. It doesn't matter that what they nail him on has nothing to do with what upsets her and upsets these government agencies. It doesn't matter that what they say he didn't do. None of that matters. What matters is you spoke out against the dominant religion in this culture, and you deserve to be punished by its priesthood for doing so.
I mean, I think the vast majority of people are okay with them getting Al Capone on tax evasion.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Now, they don't...
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah,
and they couldn't get him on the actual bad stuff he did.
Right.
But they got him on this, and they're like, oh, good, criminal off the street.
It's like, look, if you can't prove that he actually harmed someone, well, then maybe he doesn't deserve to go to jail.
I don't.
Or how about this? Since you're so certain that he is, in fact, harming all of these people, then get him on that.
And I'd like to point out something else. I'm sure Sarah doesn't listen to the show ever. But if she is listening, I'd like to point something else out. Supposedly, law enforcement is there to apprehend and arrest criminals.
Allegedly.
People who have wronged people. Ian Freeman was not directly involved in defrauding anybody. And in fact, had explicit permission from everybody he transacted with. I had photographs of people giving their consent in every transaction that he dealt with. The FBI themselves have caught zero people defrauding people using cryptocurrency. Ian Freeman has caught one, which is more than the entire FBI has ever caught. Ian Freeman is one person, one man, trying to transact freely with this new technology, has caught more fraudulent activity in his interactions, his voluntary interactions, with explicit consent from everybody he ever dealt with, than the entire FBI has ever caught.
Yeah.
Mind you, the entire FBI has unlimited resources, unlimited personnel, unlimited budget.
And they could have easily gone after the people with whom they were accusing Ian of defrauding.
Yes, and one person they brought onto the stand said that the person that defrauded them had contacted them as early as that week. or as late, I guess, as that particular week. So there's a person out there who defrauded somebody successfully. The victim knows that person, has contact with that person, up until at least a week before they took the stand, and the FBI still has done nothing about that. Nothing.
So the fraudster is still at large.
Still at large. Whereas Mr. Freeman, of course, discovered some fraudulent activity going on, even brought the witness up on the stand, who was thankful for Mr. Freeman alerting him to this activity because it saved his mom from losing her entire life savings.
More evidence that Ian's a good dude.
It's just the most backwards thing mm-hmm. I have ever seen. Maybe not ever, but it's another illustration of how backwards and how ridiculous the system is. The system hates you all.
And it's also sad that it comes down to, like, the benevolence of one judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a jury that was selected by that judge. A jury of peers. Well, aren't peers now supposed to have, like, something in common with you? Like, they specifically eliminated anybody from that jury that had any knowledge of cryptocurrency whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. Well, but I mean, now we're talking about, like, the judge in sentencing, right?
Yeah, I don't know which is worse, that people believe that government agencies are accomplishing these good things that we actually need to maintain civilization.
They're not.
Or the fact that people are unaware that what they're actually doing is stopping us from accomplishing these things.
Right.
Who will build the road? Well, gee, I don't know. No one's allowed to build anything.
Well, the road builders build the roads. They're government contractors.
Yeah.
They exist outside of who's paying them. They can easily build the private roads.
Right. But if you want to get in trouble, start filling out potholes.
Giving out
you
pizza.
Will go to jail.
Thank you, Domino's.
Yeah. Yeah, now Domino's has the connections, the clout, the money to fill out all of the paperwork, to oil all the right palms, to get one friggin' pothole filled in. I don't. So if I go fill in that pothole, I'll end up in jail. These fraudsters all over the place. If we start going after them, oh, no, 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 you're not allowed to do that. That's our territory. All of these great, wonderful services that we do need performed that aren't getting performed, if we start trying to do them, they will enforce this monopoly.
Yeah, force being the operative word. Enforce means men with badges and guns.
Yeah.
Coming to stop you from doing that. And if you resist them, they purport the authority to end your life.
And that's the thing. Everybody out there who keeps this blinder on, now they know in their heart of hearts they will respond immediately to that first letter that tells them you just have to give us some money and then we'll let you be. Give us some money, fill out some paperwork, and hope we don't come back to you to give us more money and fill out more paperwork. They know that they will absolutely hop to yes, master. So they don't allow the idea to enter their head. What could possibly happen if anyone decided not to give however much arbitrarily set amounts were required of labor and money?
Yeah.
We should just pay the cops to play video games.
I guess we should. Well, we have a few minutes
seems
left
like
yet.
Seems a good place to keep them occupied, really.
This from PCGamer.com. The headline reads, how am I just now learning about the cops whose job is to play Fortnite? This is just so ridiculous.
Well, you know, if they're going to run around killing people, I'd rather those people be digital.
Did you know that Denmark has a specialized unit of cops whose job is to play online games like Counter-Strike, Global Offensive,
Denmark,
Fortnite, and Minecraft? Me neither, until I was alerted to their existence via Reddit of the Danish Politets, there's a police online patrol, the POP, if you will.
Wasn't going to be Chicago.
Yeah, they're too busy shooting people. The cops, that is.
Yeah.
A squad of Danish police officers whose job is apparently to patrol online social spaces and keep an eye out for things like fraud and hate speech.
Oh, so now I'm against it. Jesus.
The unit.
That's what they call him. That's one of his nicknames.
The unit maintains a presence on Steam, Discord, and even streams on Twitch, where it was active earlier today.
Can't even talk trash online anymore.
Right.
For all the fun stuff and new terms you'd learn. Xbox Live.
Naturally, it's also active in popular multiplayer games like the ones mentioned earlier, the squads, players, avatars, and Minecraft, have been customized to resemble a Danish police uniform. They're pretty prolific on TikTok as well.
Please tell me they're in GTA Online.
Let's see. Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, Fortnite,
especially if they're
going
to dress their avatars in uniform.
Right, yeah. The POP actually got started back in April 2022 with a remit to patrol social media and engage in dialogue with children and young people in particular to prevent inappropriate behavior and crime and intervene if offenses are committed.
Which one of them pitched that to the chief? You know, chief, rather than going out on patrol today in the field, how about I just monitor Fortnite for a few hours and see what's going on online?
You know, there's just not so much to do here. And if I could just get on that there Fortnite, I bet you I could find me some hate speech, don't you know?
These guys are in Denmark, not Minnesota.
Same people. Same people.
Denmark is not alone. Denmark is not alone in this practice. Community police in the Netherlands had a Gaming with the Police initiative back in 2020 with 21 teams.
Well, if you really need to shoot the police, it's nice that they gave you the right opportunity.
They had 21 teams across the country trying to, quote, keep in touch with the youth who are active in the digital domain, unquote, by entering their comfort zone through gaming, unquote again.
Pretty soon, it's going to be all police on those servers as kids move away from Fortnite. And they're just like, they're going to be stinging each other, like, you know, the drug dealer and the drug seller. They're going to be like,
yep.
Who's doing the hate speech? Oh, we got him.
Like, I'm an undercover.
Like Bob in the other room.
No, I'm an undercover. Oh, no, we busted each other.
Oh, Sven, you got one over on me again, eh?
Ollie, get off! Look at the server!
The Dutch police did not really say how successful that particular scheme was, which might tell you everything you need to know, but did say gaming with the youth is well received because it's a means that matches their interests. Whose interests? The cops or the kids?
Both.
And is a contemporary way of connecting, which definitely sounds like something a cop would write. Online gaming is an avenue used by extremist groups for recruitment. Really? Is online, are there...
Well, yeah, because you had the video game called America's Army.
Well, we're out of time, so... thank you for listening tonight. Thank you to my co-host, Peakless Mountaineer, for filling in. Richie Rich, for being his usual awesome self. And thank you to our listeners and callers. This has been Free Talk Live. If you missed any part of our show, find us over at the archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.